Thank you for calling me. Okay.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's Paul from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Paul. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So, of course, we spoke earlier. I did want to follow up with you, see if you guys had, you know, thought about it, talked about it, you know, done your research, your due diligence. What are your thoughts at this point?
So, you know, after discussing it, it is something that we are interested in giving a try.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to, you know, see what are the next steps. I am available tomorrow and Wednesday to, you know, get with whomever, you know, I would need to be connected with to see what the next steps are.
Yeah, let me take a look, and I think, I mean, we could certainly accommodate tomorrow or Wednesday. I think we might even have something available tomorrow. And then as far as the business information, I think I've got just about everything. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number that you want your customers to call, obviously.
Right.
And it's also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll put this number on your website, and then I do have the email address. Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email.
Awesome.
And then, let's see, Andrew never did get your last name?
Neil, N-E-A-L, so that's where the Neil tech comes from.
That's where the Neil comes from. And then the spelling of your first name, I don't know if he verified that.
T-A-K-I-A.
Okay, that's how he does have that. I don't know if he asked you or not. And then the service itself is technically, or the business, I should say, the business itself is service-based. So you only go out to the customer, right? Nobody comes to you. There's not going to be a physical address that you want listed for the business. And that's perfectly fine. That's exactly really how Google expects it to be when you're going out and providing that service. So you'll just be listed Sacramento, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then I think I mentioned as far as that 30-mile travel area, that service area, we don't just draw a big circle around you. So we'll be able to focus on specific cities and zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
Okay.
Now I'll take
a
look, here at the client interview calendar for tomorrow. It looks like with just a couple of exceptions, one being 11 o'clock and one being 12 o'clock, it looks like we could accommodate anything between 7 o'clock and 3. There's at least one spot available for every other hour. We schedule it by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. I don't think you would want something as early as 7. You could, though, if you wanted to. 8, 9, 10, or later on in the afternoon, 1, 2, or 3.
I can do, let's do 10:30.
You said 10? 10:30? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll schedule it. I mean, it schedules by the hour, but it's
by the hour. Yeah, 10 is fine. 10 is
10?
Fine.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a 1 hour window. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And then I do also need to read what's called a voice verification, because we're Google partners, it's required of us. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, even waiving the initial setup fee, that we're doing the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, that initial payment, and it is exactly $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
For a Visa.
A Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. Any middle initial or just first and last?
First and last, but my maiden name is on there, so let me give you that.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's so N-E-A-C-H-A-M.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa, so that should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, so it's going to be 4000.
Can you say that again?
4000.
Okay.
2230.
All right.
1379.
Mm-hmm.
5463.
And then the expiration month and year?
January 2028.
2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
020. 020.
So I've got 020 on the back. I've got January of 2028 for the expiration. The card itself, was it 40002013179 5463?
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
5631.
Mm-hmm.
Whimsical Lane.
Okay.
And that's Sacramento.
Is that 95835?
Correct.
Gotcha. So in about a minute after I receive, or after I read the voice verification, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the next day if they receive it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, so everything we're about to go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing, and you'll receive that link by an email as well as by a direct text. So give me just a quick second to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
I have my nephew in my lap.
That's quite all right. Not a problem.
Here he goes. One second. All right. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So the question is asking for you to state the name of your business the way you want it to appear online.
NeilTechElectric.com. Sure.
Perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Takiya Meacham Neil. And I am co-partner with Barry Neil.
Okay. And then as the co-partner or co-owner of Neil Tech, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that it is our job to make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
No problem.
We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with it being that fixed flat rate, of course, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, of course, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no cost. In this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Again, that website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can, if necessary, pause the service seasonally, although I don't think you would need to here. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. That does actually conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive that confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email. Now, when you receive that initial invoice email, please do let me know whether it's the text or the email that you receive and open up. Let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I do have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. And, I did want to do one other thing here, just another layer of protection here, a little bit of extra security, a simple question and answer for you. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Neeltech, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is very important, especially like a week from now, when your website is already active online. If you do, in fact, start getting phone calls from anybody claiming to be either with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, please just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, let them go. The voice verification was recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It does clearly state that it bills once a month on the 12th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I'm looking at the email now.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like so far you just have the one that I wanted you to see, which is perfect. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes you would have already received the welcome email, but you should get that in a minute or two. But the one that you have, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, if you can open that up, if you haven't already, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on that blue click here. It's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. All the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side. You can certainly scroll through it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know it's valuable, but just real quick, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, are going to choose Bing, and most of them will search on their smartphone. So we are going to mirror the content on Bing. And, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you. And, again, that's included the Facebook ads, et cetera. You'll see a long line. It goes all the way across, and below it, it populates your mobile number in a couple of different boxes. We want you to click on both of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. So we do want you to click on both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box below with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. When you click inside that box, you can either type in or copy and paste your name. If you're typing it, it's case sensitive, so the T and the N are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's that orangish colored box. Once you click on that box, it actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website. It will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. So prior to clicking and signing, I just wanted to go over the terms.
Sure.
Is there something you need to do before I sign anything?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. And then if you have any questions, I can walk you through it right now, but again, if you want to take even more time, please do. Our technician. Okay,
we can
sure.
Go through it.
Sure,
just
perfect.
So I understand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I appreciate that. You know, first and foremost, just looking at the first topic, this is services. So, it's basically saying that you're going to create a Google business profile, creation of new Google business profiles, management of existing Google profiles, claiming existing Google business profiles on behalf of the client.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, claiming of existing Google profiles?
So if you already have a Google My Business profile, if there's like maybe duplicate profiles out there or anything like that, I mean, it's our job basically to take out any superfluous or old inaccurate information that might be online. So it might mean claiming existing listings or merging any existing listings. If you don't already have a Google listing, that's fine. We set it up with you as the owner, with us having managerial access, and that's something that you would keep even if you stop using our service.
Gotcha. Okay. So Google Business Profile access, if you have ordered this service from us, the following section will apply. When the company
mm-hmm.
creates a Google Business Profile on behalf
sure.
of the client will be provided management access to the Google Business Profile. Okay, so this is just going over what you just
right.
basically said.
Mm-hmm.
Off-boarding terms, the company will only provide ownership access to the client whose information matches what the company has on file. Any Google Business Profile ownership requests from third parties. Okay. The company has filed will be expressly denied. Service will be offered no additional cost. Directory submissions, if you order service from the following section will apply. So directory submissions, this is in regards to making sure that we're offered online in these different...
Right, to the local SEO. So we are going to submit to the most popular destinations and directories. It is what Google requires for first page placement. It is included in that package. So like a website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area. In some cases, we can put photos on those directories and things like that. So it just is more information out there that actually gets indexed when someone does a search for your services. So it's always the information that's accurate, current, consistent, talks about your services, your service area, reinforcing the fact that you would provide those services if someone calls you. So it's one of the things that we do to keep you on that first page ahead of your competitors. And again, it's included in this package.
Okay, gotcha. Now on to website support, hosting, and maintenance. Note that
mm-hmm.
if the time is not used, this time with the 30 minutes per month, you know, we waive it if we don't use it. If we require more than 30 minutes, additional website project management is provided to the client in 5-hour increments at a rate of $375. Okay. Now, the initial call that we're going to get to create this website, do we only get 30 minutes?
So the initial call, you have up to an hour. You can take longer if you need to, but mostly it takes about 30 minutes or so. And then...
Okay.
That, you know, to be quite honest with you, that's the legalese that is required that we send out to everyone. I cannot tell you the last time that we charged somebody for website upgrades and website updates. You can also make website updates on your own. You've got 24/7 access to your tracking system and it's your client dashboard, so it's more than just tracking. So you can upload photos to the website, you can make changes, or you can just request through your website or through text and email or calling us that we make changes to your website. Whether we're making the change to your website or whether you're making the change to your website, there's no additional cost for that, even if it exceeds, you know, the 30 minutes per month. It is in there for a reason. If someone were to call us every single day and monopolize, you know, an hour or two of one of our agents' time talking about, you know, different changes to the website, we might have to, you know, have a meeting and say, well, at this point, you know, this is taking an excessive amount of time. It's one of those weird scenarios that we almost never run into, in which case we could go back and say, well, the terms and conditions say that, you know, if you're taking X amount of time, we can charge you for that. But, you know, I used to work in client support for a long time. I still do chat with those folks over there. I can't remember or have been told the last time that we've charged somebody for website upgrades.
Gotcha. Okay. And then also there's this portion that says that if, let's say I choose to, after 6 months, terminate the service with you all, but I want to keep the website that you guys mm-hmm. have built, I would have
sure.
to pay for 12 full months, like the remainder of the year, basically. So what would something like that look like cost-wise?
Right. So normally you don't have to wait the entire year. It's not something that comes up regularly that people cancel within that first year and still want to take their website with them. But if you did, you wouldn't have to wait the year. And then we would have a couple of different options for you. I mean, obviously any website needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it. If you wanted to, you know, just have us simply host the website for a small hosting fee, we could do that for you. I believe it's $29 a month, but it does include updates on our end, or of course you could make those changes yourself. Or the other thing that we could do is transfer the domain over to you. There's a one-time domain transfer of $99.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. And so, like, we have our domain name. It hasn't been plugged into anything yet because, like I said, I was
mm-hmm.
still in the process of
okay.
building the website. And I was doing it through Shopify because I was familiar with
okay.
that platform. And
sure.
we were planning on offering some products eventually that were adjacent to what we were doing. So, but we haven't gotten to that point yet, but what would something like that look like with the website that you guys create for it? Like, say there was a product that we wanted to offer, would we be able to still do that?
If there's like an existing widget that you have and that we could implement onto the website, then we would be able to do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or like a link, because it mm-hmm. basically was something that we were going to connect to, like, Amazon store, you know, just something that they
right.
can order off of our website that would just
sure.
connect to, like, Amazon store.
Oh,
so,
yeah, we can absolutely have that linked to your website.
Okay. And let's see, image and content. The company uses stock photos temporarily to client provide photos. All temporary data are not intended to help market or convert consumers or to generate revenue from copyrighted content. The company assumes no liability for the content represented on the website. So in the meantime, we provide you, because we do have some pictures of jobs that we've done and some graphics that that I've used thus far for marketing on Yelp and things like that. So, and they're ones that I've created myself. So if we provide them to you guys, that's our content. Those are okay. But you guys
yeah.
will also do filler stock photos as well.
Sure. I mean, we can, if necessary. It's not our preference. We do want to make your website as customized and personalized as possible. And as long
mm-hmm.
as you're sending us enough photos, then we wouldn't even go with the stock photo route.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if it needs a little bit of extra meat on the bone, so to speak, then we could put some stock photos in certain places. But then keep in mind that the updating of the website is always included at no cost. So even if we did maybe have to fill a couple of spaces with placeholder photos, we could always swap them out later on down the line as we start sending you more jobs. Just keep taking more photos.
Gotcha. Okay. And then just a little bit more on the domain transfer. It says domains related to the website and hosting services will be terminated, or client may purchase the domain from the
mm-hmm.
company at a fee of $99.
Sure.
So
but that's if it's a domain that we purchase and use. If we were to use your existing domain, then obviously that's already your domain. There's
no
transfer fee for that.
All right. And Facebook business page access. So we've created a Facebook. We haven't created a
mm-hmm.
Facebook page because I know those are a little different. Like the business pages are a little different
right.
than the actual Facebook. So
sure.
This is something that you guys will still create for us, I'm assuming, even though we have a Neil Tech Facebook page, but it's technically under Barry
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really so that you have something to manage or at least view the results and the account and things like that. So we could actually already do that even and use the one that's existing, even though it's not like officially a Facebook business page. But that way you can check, you know, the clicks and everything like that, the reporting from the Facebook ads with that existing site.
Okay. Gotcha. And then down to Google Ads. I'm just looking at things that kind of catch my eye. Even just like for the Facebook ads, so the offboarding, when they're speaking of offboarding, that's like, let's say we decide to leave the company. Is that
correct?
What
that's okay. Exactly. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So when, if you leave the company itself, the offboarding is a process that we do to allow you to basically keep content that we've already created in most cases, like directory submissions and things like that, your Google listing that we would create. I mean, we would make sure that you always have access to that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's something that we do as a courtesy, obviously. I mean, I couldn't tell you the number of times I've talked to a business owner saying, you know, we're talking about the active business and it's the same business name, the same phone number, everything else. And I say, well, it looks like your Google My Business profile has you marked as permanently closed. What's going on there? And they say, oh, well, unfortunately, I signed up with Brand Rep or I signed up with Townsquare, and then they had management over my Google listing, and when I stopped using their service, they marked me as closed. Now, you know, obviously, we would never do that. We could never do that. You've already got the access to it, but it's against Google guidelines for us to do that. So part of the offboarding process, I should say, part of the offboarding process is to make sure that you have access to that information before we sever ties.
And so, but I see fees for each one. So it's like $99 for Facebook, $199 for Google, I thought I saw $199. It says $99 as well. I thought I saw $199 for something else. But I'm just want to be aware, what we would be looking at for ending cost to walk away with our identity, you know.
Right. No, absolutely. And really, to be honest with you, I mean, like I said, it is there for the reason that we may need to enforce it. But it's our policy to do right by our clients from beginning to end, and even that offboarding process, to make that process as painless and as affordable as possible. We wouldn't want anybody leaving on bad terms with us, right? First of all, we want to keep you a satisfied client, and that's our main objective. The only cost that I've ever encountered, and I've been with the company for over 11 years, the only cost that I've been encountered is that $99 domain transfer fee. But since we would be using your existing domain, you wouldn't even incur that, right?
Right. So, yeah, no, we're good on that. Okay. I think that, let's see, advanced reporting, if you're on the company, what's our client's involved in real-time performance metrics? So, SMS communication, delivery dates and client responsiveness. Got that. We're being billed today, so our next time being billed won't be until September 12th.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct. So it would bill once a month on the 12th for exactly $299.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, just what the things that I said I was concerned about earlier, I'm giving, you guys the opportunity to show me what this company is about. You know,
absolutely.
Things happen. You can't please everybody. And sometimes due to past experiences or just being impatient and lack of communication, people can decide to tap out before they see something really work for them.
Right.
So, you know, I really want this to work. So, you know, if you were to give me the best advice besides just giving it time for things to get established, you know, is there anything else that you feel that I should know or be prepared for this
to work. Absolutely. So part of the voice verification is that you're responsive. When we try to call you, text you, or email, and especially, of course, when your customers try to call you. I mean, I've had clients, you know, call and say, well, it's not working. What's going on? And then I say, well, have you used your client dashboard? Are you even contacting the people that have messaged you through your website? And if they're like, no, I don't even know what my username is, it's like, well, that's in the welcome email that you got sent out to you. Mm-hmm. You do have your username and password, by the way, on that welcome email. That looks like our system sent that out already. So if you're not, like, you don't have to use the tracking system, because most of the time you do get phone calls, and sometimes people just say, hey, where'd you hear about me? How'd you find me? You never called me before. And people say, oh, I saw your website on Google. That's enough for some people to know that it is working. And like I said, when you do get someone who fills out the contact form on your website, you get text messages and emails. But if you ignore them, there is still the backup on your client dashboard. But if you're ignoring the text and emails that you get, if you're not answering the phone when it rings, if you're not using your tracking system, you might be missing opportunities when potential customers are trying to contact you. And it works the other way too. If we have to call you for any reason, an update or a quick question that we want to have, if we call you and text you and email you and we don't hear back from you, if when we're trying to do that client interview tomorrow, if you don't answer at 10 o'clock, they'll call you at 10:10. If you don't answer at 10:10, they'll call you at 10:20. If you don't answer by then, they're going to say, well, we're going to reschedule for Wednesday at 10 o'clock. But if you don't answer the phone, then we don't have all the information that we need to build out your platform, right? So it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and that's why that's one of the things that is included in that voice verification.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate that. So I'm at the bottom here, and I've put in my name. Oh, now I see it. I don't love auto correction. It's giving me a different. Let's see. There we go.
Kind of love when you're typing something else out and it auto corrects to something that you didn't want.
Yeah, I just love when it does that. So I'm trying to press confirm signature, but I've pressed on everything.
Are you on your phone?
I am.
You are. And you did, though, click the two boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you clicked the two boxes. You've got your name in that longer box, the T and the N are capitalized. That should work. Now, I've heard people say, I just can't get down far enough to click on the confirm signature. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you turn your phone sideways, it pops up a little bit higher. But as long as you can see the orange box, it's a little bit longer than the gray box. The orange box is the one that says confirm signature. That's the one that you want to click on.
Okay, let me do that. Go. Okay, there it is. All right, so it brought me back to username landing page.
Okay, perfect. So the reason you're seeing it requesting you to log in, and it is essentially requesting that you log into your tracking system, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We have to actually do your client interview tomorrow for there to be the information for us to create and then track. In fact, if you did try to log into your tracking system right now, it would give you an error message, or it's just going to give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. But in the next couple of days, you'll receive by email and text the notification that your tracking system is active. Now, you can find your login credentials in that welcome email along with our client support information. You've got your username and password. Now, your username is set in our system, so you cannot change it. We've made it easy, though, for you to remember, easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your username is the phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so the username is 916-516-9802. And like I said, you cannot change that. The default password is run profit, all lowercase, no space, R-U-N-P-R-O-F-I-T. You can change that password. Once you're able to access your tracking system, you can change that password. Like I said, you've already got that information on the welcome email, but it will be texted and emailed out to you again once your tracking system is active. Now, the other email that you got, and again, this is an automated email. It goes out to everyone. The process of getting PIN verified has gotten increasingly more complex. I don't want to say complicated. It just requires a little bit more information. And it's all by design. Google wants to make sure that any business, especially on the first page of Google, is an actual legitimate business. Any photos you can send our way, it doesn't have to be everything, but any photos you can send our way helps us to expedite the process of satisfying Google in that regard. So any photos of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any business card, I mean, obviously there's not like a physical workplace since you go out to the customer. For that photo, Google is usually just perfectly fine with where you park the service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Mm-hmm. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. So if you could send us that information as well, like I said, that's going to help us satisfy Google and expedite the process. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. If I do happen to be in between phone calls at 10 o'clock when our technician is ready to call, you might be 10, 10.05, but whenever our technician is ready to call, if I happen to be in between phone calls at that time, I'll be on that follow-up call in the very beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, although I'll try to keep my phone open around that time. But either way, they're going to call you. They're going to take really good care of you. Now, at 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. And again, that reminder email is going to just tell you that the follow-up call is scheduled at 10 o'clock. I'm also sending you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, but many people do, and it's fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview in English. And it's got your username, your name, and then the actual phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. In this case, they're basically the same thing. Again, that helps us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that one email, although tomorrow when we do that client interview in the 10 o'clock hour, I'm sure they will give you photos@localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. That's the photos team directly. You can always email photos directly to the photos team, or you can just email them to that support email and we'll forward it out to them. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do actually hope that I am in between phone calls in that beginning part of the 10 o'clock hour when our technician calls you. It'd be nice to say a quick hello to you. At this point, though, I did just want to say welcome aboard. You know, we're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website going and getting your phone ringing.
I so appreciate it, Paul, and look forward to working with you all. And you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.